Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The British tabloid behind the phone hacking scandal, News of the World, the most read English newspaper in the world, will publish its last issue on Sunday. That announcement came today from James Murdoch, son of owner Rupert Murdoch. He said that despite a proud history of fighting crime and exposing wrongdoing, News of the World had been sullied by hacking that was wrong. The paper hacked into the cell phones of kidnapped children and maybe as many as 4,000 other people, including relatives of victims of terrorism and soldiers who died in combat. Brits have been outraged, advertisers leaving in droves, and celebrities like Hugh Grant, who've long called for a stop to this anything-for-a-story style of tabloids, has been speaking out as well. The BBC's Rob Watson joins us. Rob, is this a big a wow, as we think, here?
Oh, absolutely. This has taken all media watchers, all politicians. I think it's taken everybody completely by surprise in a true earthquake, other than, of course, those at the very nerve center of the Murdoch media empire.
Well, we spoke with you yesterday. Americans are getting familiar with this story, the fact that it was thought that, in fact, Rupert Murdoch and his huge publishing empire were maybe too close to British politicians, also maybe paying off the police to get information. It just got nastier and nastier. So the people like Hugh Grant were saying it's too tightly woven. There's never going to be a break. What was the break? What happened?
Well, I think if we're trying to look for an explanation of this truly dramatic move by News International, by News Corporation, announced by James Murdoch, I think that it must be intended to try and break, to change the political and public mood in Britain, which of course had turned very, very nasty very suddenly in the last couple of days, with people talking about Rupert Murdoch and his media empire having too much influence, lots of particular hand-wringing about the specific allegations involving the News of the World. I mean, this move seems to be designed to try and change the public and political atmosphere. Now, whether it succeeds or not is quite another matter.
Well, in his statement, which we can post at our website, James Murdoch goes out of his way to talk about how horrendous these acts were, how he didn't understand how deeply this went. He mentioned that there were two people from the paper who had been arrested and served time earlier for taping or hacking into the calls of the royals. But we're hearing reports, what are you hearing, about more arrests on the way of reporters? And we're wondering if that could have been something that pushed them over this edge.
Well, one of the things that he says in the statement is exactly as you pointed out, that it was wrongly maintained that the issues, the earlier problems in an earlier case were confined to just one reporter and one private investigator. They're now saying that there was more, if you like, widespread wrongdoing. The phrase he uses is that a good newsroom had turned bad. Now, he doesn't talk, and nobody has talked about specific numbers of people that might be arrested, but it's worth stepping back from this for a second. There is now another police investigation into what went on in terms of alleged hacking and into allegations that the police had been paid by the newspaper. So, of course, it remains perfectly possible that one, several, who knows how many people could be arrested and charged.
Yeah. Well, Rob, you know, we also know that Murdoch was hoping to take over a paid television company, British Sky Broadcasting. Some might say that this mea culpa might clear the way for it. Others might say it's been so disastrous that that will collapse it. But just in the minute we have, again, just back to how big this is, how many people lose their jobs, how many, you know, what kind of a news source was it? We're hearing the really dark side of this paper, but what kind of a hole does this leave?
Well, I can tell you, it's an extraordinary newspaper that's played a central part in British newspaper reading life for a very long time. The paper, the title is nearly 170 years old. It has a readership of about 3 million people, 200 journalists work there. And let's face it, although obviously some of its methods haven't always been entirely savoury, it gets some of the best scoops. People love it. I remember my dear departed grandmother used to, she couldn't have a Sunday without the News of the World. And I think an awful lot of people in Britain felt like that. But I think you may be right in saying that this is designed in part to allow for something which is much more important to the Murdoch empire, and that is the outright acquisition of the satellite news channel BSkyB. Yeah.
Well, we'll see if this is enough to clear the way for that. Again, the BBC's Rob Watson on the announcement today from the Murdoch family that the News of the World will have its last publication this Sunday. Rob, our condolences to your mother. Thank you so much.